BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. One of our listeners calls up and does not stick to the what happens in Vegas policy by telling us absolutely everything. Charlie Slough joins us for some of Real or No Real, and TV's Will Best is in for the soaking of his life on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
And we're on, it's Tuesday lunchtime. Let's take a little call, actually. Hello?
Hello, it's Brian from Port Albert.
All right, Brian, how's it going, all right?
Not bad.
Oh, as it goes. How can I help you?
I saw a tweet last night from the QILs, and I thought it'd be of some use to you.
Now, who are they?
They are the writers behind the questions on QI.
Oh, the QILs.
Oh, get you following them. Interesting, isn't it, that you follow something like that, yet also listen to the Scott Mills show?
Yeah, it's the two polar opposites, isn't it, really?
Well, I wouldn't say polar opposite. Well, actually, I would.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? I sometimes think this with Innuendo Bingo. However funny the clips are, people are spotting them in some quite intellectual places.
I know.
And then I think, well, hang on a minute. Why are you listening to that quite random documentary on Radio 4, yet also listening to the Scott Mills show?
Yeah. It is true. We have people emailing in about all sorts of intellectual shows that I wouldn't imagine they'd watch if they enjoy this.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of garden-related shows. They seem to be on Innuendo Bingo a lot because of bushes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And also, the art shows on BBC Four. We get a lot of those. And people are watching that, clearly because they're interested and thinking, oh, that's quite funny, I'll send it into Scott Mills.
Just don't necessarily go together. Anyway, what are the QLI saying?
They had a word of the day yesterday, and the word was absquatulate, and I thought it was very relevant to you, Scott.
Why?
You're an absquatulator. It's not rude, is it?
No, it's not rude at all.
I was going to say, what are you going to tell me?
The definition is to leave a place suddenly and secretly.
Oh, to ghost, to Houdini.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly that.
What's the word again?
Absquatulate.
To absquatulate.
Yeah.
So am I an absquatulator?
I would guess so.
Yeah. Well remembered that what Scott does, whenever he goes to any kind of event or party, he sort of shows up and then he will just leave. He'll never say bye. Doesn't matter what the event is. He'll never say bye.
It's just easier.
I didn't know there was a word for it, though. So you absquatulate.
I think a lot of people do this. I get singled out for this all the time, but I reckon loads of people do this. Rather than having to go around everyone, and then you've got that pressure of like, oh no, stay a bit longer, if you're popular. And then it's just... and then it's like, and then no one will let you leave, so it's easy just to go. Just walk out, don't make a scene.
Matt Edmondson does a great absquatulation,
does
if
he?
That's the word. He will leave really early without saying goodbye, but what he does is he'll only be at a party for, say, 10 minutes, but he will get into as many photos as he can in that time. So he'll walk around saying, should we have a photo? Should we do this?
And early on.
Yeah, and he'll be in the background of people's photos. So it looks like he's been there all night.
Yeah.
He's only been there 10 minutes.
And then just goes. Is that an antisocial thing, or just doesn't want to mix with us a lot, or what do you think it is?
Bit of everything.
Are you an absquatulator, Bri?
No, I just don't tend to go out in the first place.
Okay, so what's the word for that?
Recluse.
That'll
be the one.
That's cool.
Well, good to speak to you, you recluse.
And you? You absquatulator.
It sounds rude, but it's not.
It's not.
No. Good to speak to you, Bri. I feel like I've learned something, which makes a change.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Will Best.
Hello.
Hello. Well,
how are you?
Very good. I'm pleased that you're playing this game with us today.
So am I. I'm excited.
So we thought, obviously because of Dance, Dance, Dance on ITV, Sunday, 6:30.
Oh, thank you. There we go.
We thought that we'd start with you.
Yeah.
And then if you can have a word with Alicia Dixon and tell her that she needs to do this
too. She needs to get in and get wet.
Yeah.
I will tell her that.
I didn't realise it was as tactical as that.
Well, oh, right. I'm just a stepping stone.
No,
I'm
like a gateway.
No, I meant I want that you to be on first.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. To set the bar.
How are you enjoying the show? All good?
I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah. It's really good fun. It's good fun. How are you guys enjoying it?
Yeah. I think it's very different because I think when you watch it, they are so good at dancing.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's no offence to people like yourself, Scott, and Strictly Dancing.
Yeah, no, but these people are good.
They smash it, every one of them.
Well, that's kind of what they wanted. That's what the channel wanted. You know, they wanted it to be everyone you're watching, you're blown away.
Yeah.
And it's kind of working. Yeah. But it does mean that if people do slip up, it really stands out, and then they just immediately cry. Well, there was also good viewing.
Well, yeah, but Jess Wright got a little bit of she got a bit of stress, and she got a bit upset. Teary.
Yeah, but that means I just have to swoop in, give him a nice hug. I'm the shoulder to cry on. That's my role in it, so, which I like.
Yeah.
When the show is on, do you watch what people are saying on social media at the same time?
I did a bit in the first one. But I don't, I'm not very good at that.
Why?
Well, because, you know, because people say nice stuff and you feel great, and then someone says something less nice.
Yeah, like one person.
And you feel absolutely awful. Mm. I'm really bad. And I try and think I'm going to do a witty put down, and then I just don't say anything.
Oh,
I
retreat, what is your way of dealing with it? Is it just to ignore? I always think that's the best way.
You've got to ignore, just pretend it's not happening. Mm. Just think happy thoughts. Phone my mum. Right. She tells me I'm great. Yeah.
Take no notice of them.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing as well. The other thing about the show is, like when the lad from JLS did Men in Black.
JB,
it was amazing, the whole set of it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
fact it opens up and it looks like it's in that massive hangar.
The sets are really good.
Augmented reality, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's technological, isn't it? It's advanced.
It looks amazing. You don't really see that on TV.
No.
On that type of show.
And you get to work with the banjo as well.
The big banjo. Yeah. Lovely man. Amazing facial hair in this series. I think he's trying. I don't know if has he had that facial hair before?
No.
He's got an amazing beard.
It's kind of new.
And it's good and it works. But no, I mean, everybody that works on it is amazing. And all of the celebs that are taking part are really genuinely nice people.
Yeah. Mm.
And they're really trying
hard.
Yeah,
what's the gossip there? Everyone getting on with each other?
Everyone's getting on.
Honestly?
Some people are a little too well.
Oh, really? Oh.
No, I've made that up.
Well, that's the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's getting on. Everyone's getting on like a house on fire. And but it's all, you know, it's kind of in the can now. So, don't ask me who's won.
Who's won?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, how can you not have fun when Alicia Dixon's around with that lol laugh of hers?
I know, because you say anything, it doesn't even have to be a funny thing that you've said, and she would just shriek as though in pain. It's good.
It
makes you feel amazing.
Okay, so today we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Will after Maroon 5 and Kendrick Lamar. So I'll get you in your seats, gentlemen.
Excellent.
The water is cold at first. Please do not swear. Don't need to use that bin. Just use each other's
faces. Right, we'll just see. You know how this works.
We spit all over each other.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, Bess, would you actually go on one of those shows? Can you actually dance?
I can't. No. I mean, I don't know if either of you saw the opening of show one, but I was supposed to do a full choreographed routine. And just before we went live, the commissions were like, we've seen the footage. Don't do the dance.
Awful.
So then I just went out clicking my fingers and did a weird sort of Cockney walk.
Yeah.
And that's going to live with me for the rest of my life.
They'll be showing that forever on those clip shows.
Yeah,
at Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. Worst moments in the history of dance.
Right. Let's do Innuendo Bingo with Will Best.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, let's play the game.
Right.
So you'll hear some clips from TV and radio.
I'm actually really thirsty. I'm just going to quick.
Have a little joke first.
A little amuse boosh.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Amuse boosh.
Posh.
Okay. Right, so lots of water in the mouth, really. As wet as we can get it, I think.
Okay.
So, let's start with The Chase on ITV, which is always seems to be on Innuendo Bingo these days. And...
Fine.
It's
ready?
Ready to go.
Right.
Over on The Chase, a very surprising question for the contestants here.
Well done. Lauren McCall's the right answer. Chaser has put. Goes right also with Lauren McCall. Here's your next question. Pussy and crack are varieties of what tree?
Bradley, of course, they're talking about willow trees. Pussy willow and, of course, the crack willow.
Pussy and crack of varieties of what tree?
They're really out to get him on that show.
Yeah, they are.
Whoever makes the question.
I actually
is filthy.
I actually know who does the questions. It's someone I know.
Are they a wrong'un?
Yeah, her name's Helen. Yeah. Despite that, she's wrong. she likes to try and catch him out. Okay, next it's Britain's best walks. I don't know about you, but one of my favourites, with Julia Bradbury. Somebody really needs to remind Julia that her microphone is switched on at all times.
Up ahead, I've arranged to meet Chris O'Donnell, who runs a hawk experience just around the corner from here, near Brackenbottom.
Hi, Chris.
God, that's a monster he's got there. What a beast.
Now, well, I will remind you, there's a no-hands rule, so if the water's going to come out...
Yeah.
Sorry, just meant I was just dribbling.
God, that's a monster he's got there.
Always on the microphone, Julia. Now, we're going to BBC One's new afternoon drama, Father Brown.
Is that it?
Come on.
And we're here joining one of the characters talking about staying in somebody else's basement. Now, Chris, you've stayed in my basement before, haven't you?
It's not how it sounds, Will.
But you have.
Oh, God.
He's got like a sort of large...
What happens down there?
Large disco room in the basement.
Really? It's a disco room of sorts.
How long are you in there for?
It's not even really a basement, is
it? Well, anyway, you've stayed in mine before. Did it bear any resemblance to this one on Father Brown?
Should I step in? Don't you dare. We always pull out the old Tutankhamun stunt when there's a dreary contestant we want to get rid of. What? Well, I'm fed up staying in her dingy boarding house with cold showers, disgusting food, and a faint smell of pussy.
No, very different.
Wow.
Very
different. Look at that. You got me right in the leg.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I'll lay him up.
Straight in the leg there. Nothing like my basement, actually.
Disgusting food and a faint smell of pussy.
Okay, water, please. Next, to one of our favourite clips from last week. We're going over to BBC Radio 4, and the continuity announcer is just telling us what's coming up a bit later on Radio 4. Here we go.
Then in front row at 7.15, the BAFTA-nominated Dev Patel discusses his role in the film Lion. The sports writer Alison Rudd reviews Tina and Bobby, a new three-part ITV drama series based on the life of the football legend Bobby Moore, and why the 1980s vocal harmony group Harvey and the Ballwangers. The Ballwangers have reunited.
Just a slight slip.
Harvey and the Ballwangers. The Ballwangers have reunited.
It happened, you know? It's life.
Oh, good.
Good.
Good, good. They sound awesome. I want to check out some of
this. Harvey and the Ballwangers.
Water, please.
I got you right in the face.
That was a good one. Okay, back to the chase on ITV, and one of our favourite clips from last week. We always say that on the multiple choice rounds, the answer is never C, apart from this time.
Jeanette, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Which of these is a crustacean regarded as a delicacy in eastern China? A, hairy crab, B, a fairy clam.
Oh, well. Oh, well, what happened?
I'm sorry.
That was great.
I think I've tried that. It's good.
Yes.
It's a delicacy.
It's good.
A, hairy crab.
What's that?
B, fairy clam.
Even Bradley was like, seriously.
Yeah, you could hear him go.
Come on with these questions.
Yeah. Come on, Helen.
Give him some water.
Water, please, on In Your De Bingo with the World Best on Radio 1. An absolute classic now from Channel 4's Come Dine With Me. And here's something I'm certain you've never seen on television before.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage. Oh, they're all flying out.
On, come dine with me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, delicious. A bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
She should win for that, if that's the entertainment.
I hope she won the £1,000. Yeah. Next.
What is going on with her cabbage?
I don't know.
That's
why
mad.
She got flies in it.
She's let it get to, you
just
know.
Just give that a wash.
Yeah.
Water, please, as we go to Radio 4.
You okay, Chris?
I'm good.
Yeah. You okay, Will?
To say, your hair has stayed immaculate throughout.
That's good.
On Radio 4, a startling turn of events in their afternoon play, all about the life and times of Florence Nightingale.
Madam, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I slid my fingers between her lips.
And finally...
Oh, Florence.
Finally over to the Formula One on BBC One. But I think it's the Formula One anyway, but it sounds wonderful.
Fabulous question, because I think he has to look over his shoulder, he has to look in the mirror, Sebastian, that is,
well,
and
not
say,
over his shoulder
hang
anymore.
On a second.
He's looking forward, he's the angles in front
look,
of him.
Look, he's locked up his braking, he's made mistakes, he got blown off today by a young guy.
And that was In Your Bingo with Will Best. Did you enjoy?
Yes, thank you very much.
Dance, well, dance, dance
lovely.
At the weekend on Sunday on ITV. Thanks very much, Will. Good work today. It does feel like you've wet yourself a bit, doesn't it? Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Got an email from a guy called Jordan at 11 this morning saying, just thought I'd like to let you know, I'm currently listening to your show from yesterday on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Yeah, you can get that. Our podcast, which is free, and all our best bits every day. It's the best bits without the music. So if you miss the show, you can get it from the Radio 1 website or wherever you would normally get your free downloads from. Anyway, he says, I got to the dog voice bit and actually had to fake a coughing fit in the middle of the office because I was laughing so much. Everyone is now super concerned because I'm actually crying, so thanks so much for that. There were some really important clients in the office today, and I'm sitting here pretending to work because I need to calm down after dog voice. So this is something that happened yesterday where Chris sent an all-staff email asking if anyone in the building, and it was all staff, including all the management, could do a voice of a dog.
Yeah, and I was surprised how many people were willing to do this for us. This is all because there's a trend at the moment, I think, of dogs sending cards and text messages to owners. Obviously not from the dogs, it's from like the boyfriend or girlfriend back at home. It happens to someone on our show, actually. One of the team here is always receiving text messages from his dog.
But it's not his dog, because dogs
can't
text.
It's not from the dog.
It's not from the dog.
So you have to read it in a human voice, but if you were to imagine it, voiced by a dog, what would it sound like? And
well,
so many members of our staff are willing to do this.
Yeah, it's on the podcast in full from yesterday. His news beats Rick Kelsey and what he thinks the dog voice would sound like.
To Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thanks for always caring for me. For all my hugs, kisses and walks. Always your little man, Hughie. Poor point.
He also
read
it...
I missed that noise yesterday. What was that at the end?
Oh, the... He read it wrong as well. Poor point.
Poor point.
In the script we gave him was actually poor print.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Can't wait to get me Nashes on that bone. Yum.
He's a newsreader.
I know. He read our news at 1:30 today. And then there was the head of marketing who got involved with his dog voice.
Can't wait to get my Nashes on that bone. Love Hugo.
And we played Lunch Trumps yesterday. Chris thought he had a brilliant lunch, but then loads of you came on wanting to trump him. Okay, so what have you got?
So to start with, I've got a bit of smoked salmon.
Oh, someone's doing well.
And then I put a bit of toast with it. Yeah. Wholemeal toast. Mm-hmm. And a poached egg with some black pepper. And to finish it off, I've got some salt and vinegar. Walker's
crisps. Posh lunch! Whoa!
Dude.
It's a posh lunch! Dude, your lunch is like on point, dude.
Slamming lunch.
What a ridiculous show yesterday. All available on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for free.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Have you broken down in your car?
I have.
Oh, no.
Right. So what's the symptoms of the car?
Well, I was just driving along on the A14, which is quite a scary road, and my car went all like shaky and deadery, and all these lights started flashing. So
Have you checked the spark plugs there, Jess?
I have no idea.
Have you? What about a fan belt? Have you checked that?
Nope.
Oil levels okay?
No idea.
Don't know, do you?
I'm clueless.
Thing is, neither do I.
So have you called someone to come fix this, or did you just call Bangers first?
I called someone to fix it, then I called Bangers.
Yeah.
All right, so hopefully a nice person will be there to help you at some point.
I hope so. If they can hear me, they should hurry along.
You sound hurry along. You sound quite chilled about everything, though.
Yeah, my sister's with me, so we're just chilling.
Good. Okay.
Called Bangers.
Yeah, just call us instead. And you had a job interview today as well?
I did, yeah, I did.
How did it go?
I think it went quite well, but we'll wait and see.
What was the weirdest thing they asked you?
Oh, it wasn't a weird question. They were all like really nice questions.
Oh. But sometimes they try to catch you out with weird psychological stuff, don't they?
No, they didn't play those games.
They didn't play them games.
I hate those questions where you're not sure whether you should answer honestly or answer what you think they should hear.
Yeah, like mind game ones.
Yeah.
Who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I normally choose Scott.
Do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, here's what I've got for you today. See if this takes your fancy.
All right.
I mean, yes.
Quite a good one.
Great song, yeah. I'm sure you've run out of Lady Gaga songs by now on Bangers, haven't you?
I haven't even... I was checking last night, actually. I've still got Judas to go. I don't think I've even had a... I've not even touched applause.
I mean, I thought my song choice today was quite, actually, a bit of a Scott Mills choice, but, I mean, nothing is more Scott than this. But that said, Jess, this is my choice.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
It's a goodie. It's old. It is old, but it's a banger. It's quite old.
Really old.
It's, well... You're only as old as the
Nelly Furtado track
doesn't really
that
work.
You pick. Okay, I thought we were having a rule where they weren't going to be that old.
No, well, I was all for that, and then you sneaked one in. There was one last week or the week before
Don't start playing that with me, son.
Where it was actually disgusting what you did. So rules out the window. Also, I lost 5-0 last week. Bangers were on. No brainer, really.
That is a hard one.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, whether you're choosing something in black and white or colour.
I should point out as well, Scott's losing 1-0 at the moment. And I know you do normally pick Scott.
It's only Tuesday, though.
You don't have to.
Yesterday, to be fair.
Oh, don't blimmin'. The signal's going now. This happened before. Quick, what is it?
I'll go Chris.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nelly Furtado, Man Eater.
Not said that for a while,
I've
have
not
you?
Said Nelly Furtado for some time.
2-0 to me. Yes, come on.
Wow. Okay. So, yes, you're doing well this week. I really wasn't expecting that. I expected Gaga to be picked there, fair and square.
Mm. One BBC Radio One.
Do you know what? Don't ever feel like you can't email me. I love getting your stories, you know that, about anything. And we've known each other for a long time. So just be honest. Anything you want to say, anything that's happened to you and your mates, anything a little bit out of the ordinary or odd that you want to share, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Your stories make this show sometimes, you know. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, totally right. Yeah, just get in touch.
Ed is one of the people that's got in touch with us recently. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
You okay?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Not too bad. I've got a slight problem I need your help with.
Well, that's what we're here for. Like I said, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. What's yours, then?
Went out in Vegas for New Year's Eve, and some of the bits are a bit patchy, which I need your help with.
Oh, amazing. Classic Vegas.
So this sounds like the plot of the Hangover film. So did you end up on a roof?
Not on a roof, but I did get a message from a girl the next day, which I'm a bit unsure about.
Okay, so are the bits of the evening that maybe are clearer than the others?
Midnight, building up to midnight. I remember midnight. I don't really remember between, say, 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because I think most people are the same on New Year's Eve. Time suddenly just loses itself, doesn't it? Because everyone's looking forward to midnight, then you get to midnight, and then you just lose track of time. It's just party time. Whereas up to then, everyone is like, oh, how long till midnight? How long till midnight? Everyone cares up to midnight. After midnight, it's a free-for-all.
And also, you were in Vegas.
Yes.
So has someone been messaging you?
So I got a message from a girl the next day on Newsday just saying, hey there, happy new year, thanks for an amazing night. P.S. you're a good kisser, just saying, but I have no memory of it at all. Oh, I've seen photographs, no. But can't actually remember anything of it.
And where are these messages getting sent? By text or...?
Social media.
Right, okay.
Okay, and why were you in Vegas?
We'd been kind of travelling around for Christmas. I went to New York for Christmas and then to L.A. and then we went to Vegas for New Year.
Nice.
Oh. You sound like Ollie Murs. Doing an Ollie Murs Christmas.
So, it was a bit of an adventure. And then I kind of got home and I've had non-stop messages from her ever since.
Oh, well, what are the non-stop messages saying?
So she's invited me to Canada to go whale watching with her, to go and see some wild bears. She's going to get a second job and come over to London sometime. She's asked me to go with her. She misses my hugs. If there's one here that says, if I gave you a kiss, it definitely wouldn't stop with just one kiss.
Yes.
What's the problem?
It was kind of, she's messaging me every day. I can't remember seeing her or the kiss. And I only really known her for probably a maximum of 2 hours.
Fine. So this is the problem. You've met someone for 2 hours and suddenly it's like you've been with for 2 years.
Yes. I'm a bit scared that she's going to turn up and want me to take her around London or just show her wants me to go and move to Canada or something like that.
Right, yeah. I mean, she seems to be accelerating it quite fast.
Well, that said, it was Vegas. Did you marry her?
I hope not.
Right, you can't be sure.
Could be full-on marriage here.
And she's offering to come over here and get a job?
Well, no, she wants to get a second job so she can afford to pay to come over here.
Okay.
So have you tried to... I'm getting the impression you're not massively keen on pursuing this. It was more like a New Year's Eve kiss, and it feels a little bit too intense the next day. So why don't you just maybe stop messaging?
Well, I feel a bit mean, so I just stayed off social media for 4 days and then went back on, and she straight away sent me a message. Right. And then I avoided it again. I've told her I've run out of data and I just don't know what to do now.
Right. Yeah, so you go on national radio.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've tried to ghost her, but it's not worked.
I haven't spoken to her since Friday. I just said, oh, that's nice, and then went offline and then still getting them through.
Well, have you ever been in a position, Scott, where you've had to try and sort of shake someone off, like lose the tail a little bit?
A little bit, yes.
You know what I mean? Generally, I imagine you just go quiet.
Well, there was a time... I think I'm sharing too much today. There was a time where there was a girl that I... I wasn't seeing her.
I wasn't expecting...
But she... Well, she got attached, let's say.
Yeah. This happens with you.
Yeah. And it ended up with me hiding in my bedroom while she was shouting through the letterbox, Scott! Just answer the door, please, just answer the door! And I just hid.
Did you?
Which is terrible, I know.
So you, what
but I was scared.
You'd say to Ed, maybe hide.
Just hide.
I'll give that a go.
From what she remembers of New Year's Eve, clearly you made a very good impression of yourself.
I mean, you're a great kisser.
And her mum was there as well with her.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Plot twist.
Her mum was... She was in Vegas with her mum.
What, her mum was there when you were kissing her?
Yeah.
So you've already met the mum. God, yeah, things have progressed quite quickly with you, haven't they?
No wonder she wants to take you whale watching.
Do you know what you've done there? You've impressed the mum.
Yeah.
See? We're good with mums. We'd be the same, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We are good with mums.
I think that coupled with probably the view of a polite young British guy being in Vegas, probably very good with the mum, all went well. They probably think that you are a wonderful guy.
Marriage material.
Thank you very much.
There's not much we can do for now, Ed, because you have got off with somebody for 2 hours in Las Vegas over New Year.
Yeah.
You've impressed her mum.
Yeah.
And she's got your social media details, so you've kind of made this bed and now lie in it.
Thanks for all your help.
If anyone comes up with anything better, I'll let you know.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I wonder if anyone can beat 2 hours of time spent with somebody before they get all the messages. It's a little bit odd. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, last minute dropout from Charlie Sloth, I'm afraid. Don't know what's happened. Couldn't make it today, sorry. So it's just me and you on Real or No Real. Are you good?
Bit of a walk here, I guess, isn't it?
Here's today's first fact.
Kim Kardashian is giving up her life of fashion to open a school of falconry in Dubai.
Well, they do love a falcon in Dubai.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, actually, I remember you saying that. So actually, this isn't maybe as unusual as it sounds.
But she wouldn't give up all of that money from fashion because she makes so much money. And they all do from their various clothing lines and lip ranges. Why would you open up a school of falconry in Dubai? But maybe it's being bankrolled by someone really rich.
Mm. And giving up the whole life of fashion. I mean, the millions that she must be getting from that. Also, is she generally good with birds? Like, I've to open up a school, she must be good.
I've held one, but I don't really know what falconry is. What is it making them fly around? Fly away, and then they come back to you.
I guess so. Where were you holding one?
In Dubai.
Oh, okay. Right, just quick... I don't know what it was.
What do you mean, where was I holding the falcon?
Well, why did you end up holding a falcon?
Because it's massively popular there, and I wanted to do. You can do it, like the same as like you can go on a camel and that.
Okay, fine. So can you see why it's popular there?
It's just a UAE tradition.
Fine, okay.
But you just put it on the...
I just can't imagine you with the falcon.
Wait, it happened. I got a picture somewhere.
I was going to say picture, it didn't happen. Because when I was at school, bizarrely in the school photo, we've spoken about this before, bizarrely in the school photo, I had to pose with a picture of an owl. Now, I thought this was a weird dream. I wasn't quite sure if this had happened. And then loads of people who heard this were like,
I remember this.
Hang on a minute, I think I've done the same. Went through school photos and yes, somewhere... A lot of people have at some point, and we don't know why, your individual school photo used to have an owl on the arm, and it'd be a chair with like a fake arm on the chair. So it wasn't actually your arm, and then the owl would sit on that, and it looks like you were holding the owl, even though you weren't.
But do you remember when we did this, you were like, I'm sure that like, I didn't make this up. And then so many hundreds of people got in touch going, yep, I also had an owl photo. Why? I mean, no one ever could tell us why there was an owl.
I mean, it's just the most normal school. Cannon Lane in Pinner couldn't be much more of a normal school. It was there with the I was there with the owl. There's no reason why we should have had an owl there. So I'm wondering, really good school, like really, 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 I don't know, posh schools, Hogwarts-esque.
We'll have
do
a
you
falcon.
Get a falcon?
Probably. Is Kim Kardashian giving up her whole life, though, to open up a school of falconry in Dubai? I'm saying no, no real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one... is no real.
Okay, I've just been told that that is completely made up, although Kim has put a picture of her with a falcon on her Instagram when she was on a recent photo shoot in Dubai. Like I said, they love a falcon. And next.
New research has shown that couples who post slushy statuses on Facebook all the time actually hate each other.
Yeah, it's that thing of looking for a relationship approval online, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll just text each other or just ring each other. Well, you don't need to say it online in front of everyone. We all know the couples that do this as well, don't we?
Mm.
I'll be home at 6 for dinner, babe. Well, don't put that on Facebook.
Yeah. That said, sometimes it can be one half of a couple. Take my friend. I can't remember. We've given him another name on the show before, so I can't give him his real name. I don't want to make up another fake name for him. But he's recently started seeing someone new and he's been going to the duck pond quite regularly.
Sure. Right?
But he's not keen for anyone to know this. But she keeps putting these pictures up on Facebook of him at the duck pond and has been tagging him in them. So it's unavoidable for him. So we keep seeing these pictures of his days out, that he's having these lovely romantic days out. It's like, oh, lovely day at the ducks there.
Not being funny, is she not bored of the ducks by now?
No, it seems to be winning. I saw the relationship status actually pop up the other day. I thought that was a bit of a who as well.
Oh.
Actually came up, so-and-so is in a relationship with so-and-so. So, okay.
I know, is that still on?
This is public.
Or, really who, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Ho!
Yeah, when it moved to complicated, there was problems.
Yeah.
Or when someone, I mean, Facebook used to be brutal. When you broke up with someone, it
straight
actually
away.
Said,
yeah.
He's no longer in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Okay, so... Do couples who put slushy stuff on Facebook all the time, statuses, actually hate each other?
I think it's overcompensating. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I'm saying real, actually.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've got it here. Researchers from Brunel University found out in a recent study, couples who look for relationship approval online all the time aren't really happy together at all. Aw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. I understand we might have a last-minute addition, Chris. I said that he couldn't make it because...
Oh, you just got it.
...otherwise engaged, but I believe that we have him here. So, here we go.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Hang on, I'm doing your big intro. Hang on. He's wide awake and he's just as wide when he sleeps. It's Charlie Sloth.
Oh, gosh! That was really good. That was a good one. That's your best so far.
Thank you.
That was your best so far. That was sick.
Isn't it? How are you?
I'm amazing, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Took your time, didn't you?
Yeah, when did you
set off? Took your sweet time.
When did you set off?
What do you mean?
You're late.
I'm not late. I was next door recording Fire in the Booth.
Oh.
MC took longer than expected. It was a bit...
When the Fire in the Booth overruns, do you kind of give the signal to wrap it up?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. The helicopter signal.
Come on, love, like, time's
come
money.
Come on.
Yeah, it's been a day of lateness on One Extra today. Ray J was an hour late earlier.
I saw that, or I heard it, rather.
Yeah. So this is weird because we're now halfway through Real or No, and
it's just been
me and him playing. So should we just rip up and start again?
No. Do one more.
All right, we'll
he
do one more.
Deserve the full thing.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not even like I'm like 3 minutes late.
Not 10 minutes. So just to recap, the first Real or No Real was Kim Kardashian. Is she opening a school of falconry in Dubai? That's a no.
Yeah, I was. Well, you should have let me guess. Then we could have leveled up on points.
Then research shows that couples who post slushy statuses on Facebook all the time actually hate each other.
That's real.
That was real.
Yeah.
And here's your last one.
New bus tours, which take in famous landmarks and points of interest, especially for dogs, have begun across the UK.
Now, my mate's dog goes out for days with the lads.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah. You're exactly that. Dogs on tour.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've been to Chessington. They've been Bird World.
Wow.
It's no joke, this. They go out in a little minivan, don't they? They all get picked up.
Yeah.
And then they go to theme parks.
Yeah. I love that.
They can't go on any rides.
There's a designated driver.
Human driver.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it'd be quite weird if you see a dog driving a transit van down the street.
Yeah, Chris, obviously, it's not the only dog not drinking alcohol.
No, I'm just trying to make sure people don't think you're being ridiculous. Yeah. It's just as a doggy driver.
Where else have they been? I'm trying to think.
But does your mate give the dog, like, a bit of beer? Like, if they're out having a...
No.
No.
That's really
dangerous.
Not allowed.
Not
it's very dangerous.
Right?
I think they've been as far as Orton Towers. Not quite sure.
Yeah, but it's so strange that they'll travel long distances for them, for where he lives.
Yeah.
The dog, we've gone on a sort of 3-4 hour car journey just to get to an event.
But you know what? I've seen the pictures, because it's on the website of this place that provides the minibus and that. The lads are having a brilliant time.
Yeah?
Honestly, it's some of the best pictures of dogs I've seen. They're literally loving it. They've got tongues out, wagging away. They love it.
You know, with the minibus, do they all get to stick their heads out the window?
Yep.
There's not enough windows, though. But what about if you haven't got a window seat?
Well,
it's quite awkward.
Yeah, a minibus, they've all got windows.
No, but if there's two dogs per seat, I'm imagining they're not going to have one seat each. Because that's luxury.
Mm. Yeah. I can't remember what you said to this. Do you have pets?
No.
No.
I told you I've got a badger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, you've got many badgers.
They're living in the garden.
I've seen that there's a Twitter
account.
One started
tweeting, yeah.
I started following it the other day. Charlie Sloth's badger.
Was his name Steve or something?
Steve's badger.
Steve the badger. Love that he tweeted you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was trying to clear it up as well that I never said I wanted to cause any harm to any badgers.
Oh, no, don't.
God, I love badgers.
Yeah. Mm. I know you do. It's just they were unexpected in your garden, weren't they?
Dug holes the size of humans.
So is there a new bus tour which will take in famous landmarks and points of interest for your dogs, Real or No Real, Charlie Sloth?
I'm going to say real on this one.
But what are the doggy points of interest? Are they looking up and, like, they're not bothered about, say, Big Ben and tourist attractions? They want to see big things. I don't know, massive bones and stuff. Like, don't know where they would be. So no real.
That one is real.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
Real. So the K9 bus tour will take your dogs on sightseeing tours around the country with stops in all the best parks and walking areas, plus taking in points of interest that are rich in dog-related history. The routes will last around an hour and a half and be...
That's nonsense. I get the stuff that's good for the dog, but they don't care about history.
No, listen, and also it'll be narrated by an expert commentator.
That's
so they've got commentary as well. They stick all the headphones on there, choosing your language.
We need to get involved in this. We need the commentary.
Yeah, we need, if K9 or anyone that knows that company are listening, we need that immediately.
We want in on that, please.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
Okay, well, it's a complicated one. I got 20, Scott, you got 20, and Charlie, you got 10
but
points.
But that's not fair, really, is it?
You were late.
This is quite awkward.
What's on today? One extra.
It's going to be mad today.
Eight minutes time.
We all know that today on One Extra, Ace was joined by Ray J and his wife. And Ray J's wife made some outrageous comments about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. So I've got Mr. West on the phone.
No, you haven't.
Today.
He's on you the haven't, phone. Though.
No, I have. This is a true story.
Kanye West. You just got him on the phone, have you?
I've got him on the phone today. He's going to be calling up at 4:45.
Okay.
Today on the show. That's so don't listen specific. Don't listen to Radio 1. Listen to One Extra.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen to Radio 1. No. It's just a choice of listening. We're all friends here.
We're all friends, but One Extra is a bit better.
Well, you
at
say that.
At 4 p.m.
Now, listen, do you not think that when people do actually tune in to your show... and then it doesn't happen, they'll be like, well, I'm never listening to him again.
No, but it's happening. It's actually, guys, listen. At 4:45 today, I will be on the phone.
Such a liar.
To kind of listen to the show. If you listen to the show, you would realise that a lot of these things actually happen.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow for more of the same from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.